In this video, we'll examine the machine key settings in your ASP.NET application. The machine key settings are a section of your web.config file that are used to provide specific values to the mechanism that's used to secure your authentication ticket and your view state in your ASP.NET application. Now don't worry, if you're running an ASP.NET application and you haven't specified the machine key settings, doesn't mean that your authentication ticket and your view state are insecure, because the ASP.NET runtime does this for you by default using auto-generated keys on a per-application, per-machine basis. So by default, your application uses this protection mechanism to protect your authentication ticket and your view state, and in circumstances where you have an application running on a single box, then that works just fine. But there are certain scenarios where you'll want to provide static values of your own choosing to the machine key settings. There are basically three scenarios where you might be interested in doing this. The first is less common, but still good for you to know about. Whenever your application gets reset, so perhaps because you have a debugging problem or a performance problem with your application, so you have app pool thresholds set to reset that application pool. Whenever that happens, whenever your application gets restarted, those keys get regenerated. And it might be that you have users that are in session that, even though the app pool is going to be reset, you don't want those users to have to re-authenticate. So providing hard-coded decryption and validation keys, which I'm going to explain in more detail momentarily, will prevent them from having to re-authenticate. There are two more common scenarios, however, where you'll want to provide your own decryption key and validation key values. One is when you have multiple applications running on a machine, but you want the user to be able to share their authentication ticket across those applications. So by default, if I have two applications on my machine and a user that's going to use both of those applications, when they've authenticated with one and then they get directed to the other application, they would have to re-authenticate because the auto-generated keys are done on a per-application basis. So if you have multiple applications and you want to share authentication tickets across those applications so that the user doesn't have to re-enter their credentials for each of those applications, then you'll want to provide specific values to the machine key. The other more obvious one is in a web farm scenario where subsequent requests from an authenticated user might find their way to different machines based on whichever machine in the web farm is under the least current resource consumption at any given point in time. So if you're using a web farm and you don't want to have to stick an authenticated user to a particular machine using sticky IP scenarios, for example, then you're going to want to specify those machine key values on each machine in the web farm so that no matter where an authenticated user's request comes, no matter which machine it goes to, the decryption key and the validation key will be able to be used to validate that user's authentication ticket and view state. So, if we look here at the web application that we've been working on in the previous videos on ASP.NET authentication, if we hop into the web.config file, we can scroll down, and we're going to look inside the configuration section, but we're going to go farther down into the system.web section, which is right here, and then we go all the way down to the end and find the end of system.web right here, and just above system.web we're going to add a machine key section. And inside machine key there are a couple things that we need to specify. One is we're going to have to specify which algorithms to use for encryption and for hashing. So to begin with, let's set an encryption key, and or in our case, a decryption key is the actual name. So we're going to set the decryption, not the key. First, let's set the algorithm to be used. So let's set decryption equal to, we'll use AES, which is the default. And then we're also going to set the validation type, which is going to be SHA-1. Right? So we've hereby set the encryption and the hashing algorithms to be used. Now that we've done this, we're going to have to set keys for them. And keys are these long values. And you can make up a value, but my recommendation is that you go to this webpage, grc.com/passwords.htm. And what this does is every time this page loads, somebody out there has created this cool utility that will basically generates 64 random hexadecimal characters. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to grab that value. I'm going to go back into my machine key section in my web.config file, and we're going to specify a decryption key. I'm going to paste in that 64 byte value, and I'm going to close it. And of course, we're also going to need a validation key. So in order to do that, I'm going to go back to my passwords page here. I'm going to refresh the page to get a new 64 character value, and I'm going to grab that one. And right, and there we go. Now, that's all we need in our machine key, right? So we have the decryption algorithm to use and the key, and the validation hashing algorithm to use and the key. And now I could do a couple of things with this. Again, if I want to share the authentication ticket across applications, I would specify this machine key in the web.config file of each application on my machine that I want to be able to share that authentication with. Likewise, I would copy this machine key section to the web.config files on all of the various web servers in my web farm that I want to be able to share the authentication across. And the keys will be static across applications and across machines, and will solve both the web farm and the shared application authentication problem. So hopefully this gives you an idea of how you take your application that's running a single application on a single box and lets you both share authentication across applications as well as implement authentication across a multi-machine web farm as your application grows in size. Thank you.